We're going to cross stateside now and talk a bit of American football. We're only two or three weeks away from the playoffs in the NFL. Joining us on the line now is RJ Ochoa. How are you, mate?
I'm doing well, my friend. It's great to be with you. Hope your week is going well.
It's going okay. It's going okay. So what time we got over there now?
At present moment, it is about 8:30 p.m. Central Time here in the great state of Texas.
Oh, beautiful. Well, that's perfect timing, isn't it? Prime time. Thanks for taking a bit of time out, mate. I do appreciate that. Where we start. Where do you want to start? Pro Bowl rosters, where are we up to?
Well, so I cover the Cowboys exclusively, and they are fortunate to have had five players named at the Pro Bowl. I think it was a little bit chalk in a lot of senses. There are a lot of Kansas City Chiefs. I think it was surprising to see how many Indianapolis Colts made it, seven total. Jonathan Taylor certainly leading the way and in the running for this season's MVP award. But it's nice to have this, in the rearview mirror. But obviously a lot of people, a lot of players hoping that they're not able to play in the game because they'll be in the Super Bowl.
Mm. We are counting down. I mean, Three weeks, not even. The playoffs are all beginning. It's a really open affair. And I think I was reading last night, Green Bay the only team thus far that are officially into the postseason guaranteed?
They are. There are a number of different teams that can officially punch their ticket this particular weekend. But as of now, the only one that can rest easy at night is the Green Bay Packers. Not only are they already secured as far as a playoff berth, but they are also secured as NFC North champions. So not only are they in, but they will host at the very least one playoff game. But obviously, very likely they'll host more than that.
What sort of what are the key games coming up this weekend that we should be looking out for? First cab off the rank, Tennessee against the 49ers. That's tomorrow, I believe, our time.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be about, maybe the second half will be just starting or just finishing, or not finishing. I'm kind of getting close to the second half at halftime this time tomorrow. And that's a big game for Tennessee. They just lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers this past week. And so looking to kind of get back, the AFC has really kind of fallen apart as of late outside of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a big game for them, big game for the San Francisco 49ers. They continue to ride this hot streak that they're on. They were obviously kind of down and out early on this season. Kyle Shanahan, though, dug in, stopped the bleeding, and got his team to a position that they're going to return to the playoffs, obviously, for the first time since they lost the Super Bowl. I think elsewhere, though, you look at, the Indianapolis Colts are visiting the Arizona Cardinals on Christmas night here in the States. I know it'll be a bit early in the morning on the 26th there. And that's a big game, too. I mean, the Cardinals coming off of two straight losses, one to the Rams on Monday Night Football, then against the Lions, really kind of inexcusable. Whereas the Colts are really, if, say, the Titans lose on Thursday night and the Colts are able to win, that might change a little bit of the discussion in the AFC South. The Baltimore Ravens visit the Cincinnati Bengals. The AFC North is probably the most up-for-grabs division at the moment. You can honestly make a case for any of the four teams still. They're all within striking distance of it. And so that game's going to swing things a number of different directions. And then, a game I think that's maybe a little bit predictable at this point, but the Buffalo Bills were embarrassed by the New England Patriots. I know it was a low-scoring affair, but they get their chance for revenge on Sunday afternoon. And if Buffalo loses, I mean, it really does kind of cement that their season has fallen totally apart.
You mentioned, RJ, the Cardinals against the Colts a few hours before that. On the same day, Green Bay, who already locked in a place in postseason, they're up against the Cleveland Browns. Any thoughts that or worries, concerns they might take their foot off the gas a little bit?
Well, as a Dallas Cowboys fan, I sure hope so. I mean, that's the thing that's on the top of my Christmas wish list. But it's hard to imagine. I mean, Cleveland obviously in a bit of a rough place this week, having to play on Tuesday or Monday rather. With all of the players that they had on the COVID list, Baker Mayfield included. And so losing that game to Vegas really took some wind out of their sails. Again, they are in the mix for the division, but it's an upward battle for Cleveland as far as the playoff berth is concerned. And so I think Green Bay is just the better team. I have a hard time finding a way. I know they almost lost to Baltimore last week, but I don't think that Cleveland can score that much. I would be stunned. I really would, which is depressing. But I would be stunned if Green Bay lost. And after this, I mean, the Packers, they still have the Minnesota Vikings next week, and they did lose the first matchup against them this season. And then they finished with the Detroit Lions. So, again, against all odds, to my extreme annoyance, it's very possible the Packers don't lose another game this season.
I think there's about 26 or even more teams that still mathematically can make it through to the playoffs, to the postseason. Which teams have been the surprise packets for you this year?
You know, I'd say the Bengals are probably at the top of that list just because of, you know, the fact that they might win their division. You know, I think everybody thought that Joe Burrow obviously had a lot of potential, but I don't know that anybody saw them contending this quickly. And some of that has just been the circumstance of Baltimore having so many injuries. But I think Cincinnati might be the answer. I think some people would say New England. I think a year ago, you know, Buffalo was so stout, and it looked so impossible that they would fall off even just one year later. And it's not like, you know, like I mentioned Baltimore. Baltimore's had a slew of injuries just every week. I mean, they have like 12 dudes that they lost for the year already, and they've obviously had to play without Lamar Jackson a few times. But, you know, Buffalo's had Josh Allen. Buffalo's had Stephon Diggs. I mean, so there's no reason to kind of explain that away. Except for, you know, just kind of the rhymes and rhythms of a season. I think you could put Arizona in that mix. But even then, you know, Arizona's kind of fallen apart. And I think that was predictable. Last season, they started off 6-3, and they missed the playoffs. And so that's just kind of what they do. But I guess if I have to pick one single team, it's probably the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, I don't know anyone that believed in the Carson Wentz trade. And to be fair, they're not necessarily having success because of Carson Wentz, but they thrive in chaos. I mean, that's a team that obviously battled back through the Andrew Luck retirement and Josh McDaniels leaving him at the altar. So the fact that they're going to be a playoff team is pretty impressive.
RJ, I know it's a while away, but counting down, Super Bowl, who will be there?
You know, I would love to say the Cowboys, and I don't know why they can't. I think the Cowboys are, you know, they have one of the best defenses in the NFL right now. They'll obviously have to go through the Packers at a certain point. You know, elsewhere in the NFC, the Buccaneers have lost Chris Godwin. You know, and all injuries are terrible. It's unfortunate, but it's just a reality of who they are. The Cardinals, like I said, are imploding a little bit, and have lost DeAndre Hopkins. I think the Rams are of interest, but, you know, I'd say it's Cowboys or Packers on the NFC side of things. And in the AFC, I really think, you know, I'd like the Bengals, I like the Patriots, but I think it's going to come down to the Chiefs or Chargers. I mean, you know, we've seen the Chargers play really hot and play really cold at different times, and I would love to see an AFC championship game. I love when you get that title game that's division rivals. It's kind of rare when it works out that way. But I'd say Chiefs or Chargers against Cowboys or Packers, and I think that would be a great game, however way it shook out.
Absolutely. We'll leave it there, mate. We're running a little short of time. We've got to get to the news. RJ Ochoa, but thanks for joining us, mate, on SEN. Great to chat with you.
Of course, my friend. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all of you.